This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Five firefighters have died fighting Colorado wildfires this year. In neighboring Utah, communities are also remembering two who recently died in a helicopter crash while fighting a fire there. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse.
The two pilots, Chris Anderson and Miles Elliott, were working for a U.S. Forest Service contractor on Utah's massive Wide Mouth 2 fire. Federal helicopter manager Jessica Reeves worked closely with the pair this season.
I just want to get out how amazing these men were, and yeah, it's going to be a really big loss for the aviation community for sure.
Federal officials have logged more than a dozen fire line deaths so far this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The National Science Foundation is reversing course and says it will not cut funding to the Quantum Center at the University of Colorado Boulder. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The funding news was welcome news to Democratic Representative Joe Neguse. He says the Jilla Physics Frontier Center has made groundbreaking advances in quantum science that helps the state economy and America's standing on the global stage. The National Science Foundation had proposed cutting the center's funding by 22%. Those opposed to the idea argued it would have led to fewer people in the quantum field and undermine the country's competitiveness. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Roughly one in nine children in Colorado experiences poverty. That's according to a yearly report from the Colorado Children's Campaign. The research says the majority of kids live with at least one working adult, yet many still face economic hardships. For example, the study says a quarter of Colorado's kids meet the federal threshold for free lunch. On the other hand, the study shows youth mental health is improving and the teen suicide rate has dropped dramatically. This is CPR News at 90.1 in Denver.